tournament in Southern California. Djokovic rallied to beat Swiss rival Roger Federer, as we hear now from reporter Craig Gabriel.
Novak Djokovic won his third championship at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden as he came back from a set down to beat Roger Federer in a highly engaging final that lasted 2 hours 12 minutes, 3-6, 6-3, 7-6. Djokovic took a deep breath of relief as Federer tamely sent a backhand into the bottom of the net on match point. Djokovic hadn't played well this event, but he had hung on with his matches. He turned the tables on Federer, who beat him a couple of weeks ago in Dubai. Djokovic will stay at number 2 in the rankings, but Federer will move up to 5. This is Djokovic's 18th Masters 1000 title and his 42nd career title, but the first for the year. Craig Gabriel for VOA Sports, Indian Wells.
Thanks, Craig. Now let's go to Morocco, the host country of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Morocco's coastal city of Agadir, located on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean near the foot of the Atlas Mountains, was the venue for some top-notch professional golf over the weekend. The Spaniard Alejandro Canizares wrapped up an impressive wire-to-wire victory at the Trophy Hassan II tournament. Canizares finished at 19 under par and 5 strokes ahead of English golfer Andy Sullivan. It was the second European Tour golf title for Canizares, but his first in almost 8 years. The Spaniard told reporter Nick Dye he's delighted to win the Moroccan event.
It's great. It was a wonderful week. It started off better than I could imagine, and it's unbelievable. Golf is just such a special game, because I came here a little depressed about my game. It wasn't on. I wasn't hitting the ball well. I wasn't putting well. And after 10 minutes practicing with my coach and 30 minutes practicing with a putting coach, it just clicked, and it just felt so natural, so easy. And it felt like the golf course was easy for me. Yesterday I was very nervous, and I kept the pace, and today I was also very nervous in that last hole with that divot right in front of it. It's just a great week. Great to follow up. I think my father played here. He never won. He played here a few years, so it's just a special moment for me. And it's been a while. It's been a long time, and I have to thank my caddy. Really, really handled me well today, and it was an unbelievable moment. The first time, the first win was 8 years ago, and that second win came difficult. I had a few chances along the way, but this was just magnificent for me.
Well, you have been second on a few occasions in the meantime, but did you ever worry whether the second win was going to come?
No, I wasn't worried. I thought if I kept working on it and kept my game on, it could come anyways. It's a good thing I had a 7-shot cushion on the last, because that couple lies I got with 2 divots, it was very difficult. But just, it's a great first step for the rest of my career, I think, and I have to just keep going and keep working on it and get in better shape and be more professional, and hopefully I get to what I think I can get.
Well, don't beat yourself up about the last hole. Just accept that you've done this in style, haven't you? You couldn't have won it in any better fashion.
No, I just couldn't ask for better. In my head, I was pointing at 20, and I got it to 21, and it's a pity. But who cares? I won the tournament, and it's just amazing for me. I don't have much words. You try to put it, you picture this moment, and you try to think about what to say, but it's just, the words don't come out the right way, and it's just a very, very happy moment.
Beautiful prize you get, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I thought I couldn't get it home with me, but I'm going to take it home, so it's going to be a good, I'm going to leave it in a good place.
That Spanish golfer Alejandro Canizares, who's taking home that beautiful Trophy Hassan prize. And Alejandro was talking with reporter Nick Dye in Agadir, Morocco. In African youth football, Nigeria is off to a winning start at the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup in Costa Rica. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story, plus a package of African athletic news.
Nigeria pipped China 2-1 at the start of their Group D campaign at the FIFA Women's Under-17 World Cup in Alajuela, Costa Rica on Sunday. Early on Saturday, bronze medalists Ghana beat North Korea 2-0 in Group B action in Liberia, while tournament debutants Zambia lost 2-0 to Italy in their Group A tie in the capital, San Jose. Turning to athletics, world junior cross-country champion Faith Chepngetich Kipyegon led a 1-2-3-4 Kenyan sweep of the senior women's 8-kilometer race at the 4th Africa Cross-Country Championships in Kampala, Uganda on Sunday. World junior cross-country championship silver medalist Leonard Barsoton comfortably won the senior men's 12-kilometer race in which Kenya claimed the top 5 places. Earlier on, Kenyans Moses Mukono and Agnes Tirop prevailed in the junior men's 8 kilometers and junior women's 6 kilometers respectively. The only non-Kenyan individual medalists were Eritrean bronze medalist Afewoki Behane in the junior men's race and Ethiopian silver medalist Alemiru Heroye in the junior women's contest. Kenya retained all 4 team titles. In the senior men's category, Uganda was second and Ethiopia third, while in the senior women's race, Ethiopia came second ahead of Uganda. Eritrea pipped Ethiopia for the silver medal in the junior men's contest as Ethiopia placed second and Uganda third in the junior women's event. In Portugal, Kenyan Olympic and World Championship 10,000-meter finalist Bedan Karoki triumphed in his debut at the half marathon in the Portuguese capital Lisbon on Sunday. Covering the distance in 59 minutes and 58 seconds, Karoki is the only athlete to complete the course in under 1 hour. He was followed across the finish line by fellow Kenyans Silas Kibruto, Ezekiel Chebi, then Eritrean Tekle Mariam Mehdin. Meanwhile, Ethiopian Werknesh Degefa clocked 1 hour 8 minutes and 46 seconds to win the women's race. Kenyan Jemima Jelagat was 2 seconds adrift, while another Kenyan Flamena Chepchirchir was third. Mark Omen, Johannesburg, South Africa.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday shout-out for Friday Osameke, who's celebrating a birthday this evening in Abba, Nigeria. Friday has been a loyal VOA listener over the years, and he's peppered my mailbag with more than a few emails and letters, too. Happy birthday to Friday on this Monday. Elsewhere in African athletics, Kenyans swept the men's and women's titles at the New York City Half Marathon on Sunday. Jeffrey Mutai was the overall winner in 60 minutes and 50 seconds, and Sally Kipyego captured the women's crown in 68 minutes and 30 seconds. New York City also stages a full marathon each year on the first Sunday in November. Jeffrey Mutai has twice won the New York City Marathon, last year as well as in 2011. Our VOA listeners will remember also in 2011, Jeffrey Mutai ran the fastest marathon time ever, 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds in winning the Boston Marathon. However, Jeffrey's time wasn't recognized as an official world record since the Boston course does not meet the international criteria to be eligible for the mark. Getting back to the New York City half marathon course, it took the runners through Central Park and Times Square before finishing on Wall Street. Somalia-born Mo Farah, Britain's double Olympic champion, fell during the race just before the 10-kilometer mark. But Mo got up and he wound up finishing second overall behind Jeffrey Mutai in 61 minutes and 7 seconds. Next month in London, Mo Farah is scheduled to run the full marathon distance for the first time. He won gold medals for Britain at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters at the 2012 London Olympics. The 68-team U.S. Men's Collegiate Basketball Championship Tournament tips off this week at arenas across the United States. The single elimination competition is one of the most popular sporting events here in the USA, and it will culminate April 7th when the national championship game is played at AT&T Stadium near Dallas, Texas. Now, one of the African players I hope to watch during the tournament is center Joel Embiid of the University of Kansas Jayhawks. Embiid is from Yaoundé, Cameroon, and he celebrated his 20th birthday on Sunday. Embiid is also rated one of the top collegiate players in the country. However, he's missed the past few games for Kansas because of a back injury, and it's not clear when he'll return to the court. Kansas is scheduled to play its first game Friday against Eastern Kentucky in St. Louis, Missouri. Teams are given various seedings, and top seeds open the tournament against lower-seeded teams. However, there are always upsets in this tournament, which has the nickname March Madness because of those upsets. And in case you're wondering, Kansas is seeded second in its regional grouping, while Eastern Kentucky is